Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
I am Emily.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we are finally recording.
Yes. Jeez, we've had a lot of technical difficulties, so at least y'all don't have to experience that.
Although, we will probably post the ones where we do have technical difficulties on like our website or something, just because they're probably funny to listen to.
The one where I'm just saying, the very first one that Emily hasn't heard yet, I said, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeanette. And I'm Emily. I just became Emily as well.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. My computer has just been freaking out because I'm trying to do the thing that I do every single week and it's not used to it, I guess. So
it's like, no, too much to handle.
Oh, my gosh.
No, well, but what I was saying before we were rudely interrupted last time
right,
was anytime I had a group project this semester, I would be like, oh, like, what should we? We should start a group chat, you know? And they're like, okay, yeah, y'all can find me on Discord. And I'm like, what? No, I mean like text. Like text is so much faster. I don't understand.
I don't know. People use it for a lot of things.
It's just, it's so weird.
I mean, I use it to keep up with my friends, like Jessica. You know Jessica. She invited me to like a chat that has like her boyfriend and like some of her family in it, and we just use it to talk. And I watch her play Skyrim sometimes. So
that's cute.
Yeah. I know.
That was so like I know.
Well, oh crap. I just messed up and I didn't start a timer for us, so.
It's okay. Looks just like start it now and then you can add like
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how has your week been?
It's been pretty stressful, honestly.
Yeah.
This last week of school, this is technically the last week for me, and I'm scared.
It's strangely hard to find motivation to do anything whenever, like, there's nothing happening.
It's true. You know? Like,
it's weird.
I mean, to be fair, I did postpone a lot of my, not postpone, procrastinate. I was like, what's the other P word?
That's it.
Procrastinate a lot of my assignments, so that messed me up real bad, but.
Yeah, me too. I'm like dying over here.
But then there is one group project that literally made me so mad. I haven't heard from them at all this entire time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got the assignment like 2 weeks ago. Well, I looked up the due date yesterday and I was like, well, I guess if I haven't heard from them, like it's going to be a little bit. So turns out that the assignment is due tonight at midnight.
Oh my gosh.
So I texted them. I was like, hey, like, I haven't heard from any of you guys. I was just wondering if, like, y'all know y'all's parts. Like, what a sucky group, right?
I mean, you didn't say anything either until tonight.
Yesterday.
Okay, that's a little better. No, but that's true, though.
I wish they would. Ugh. I already did, like, the majority of my part, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's sucky.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
But anyways, that's how I'm going.
Yeah. Well, I turned 21 in less than 2 weeks, and that's I will exciting. Likely be drinking at home with my parents and my fiance, so.
I mean, at least you get to drink.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because I'll like, you know, how in Texas it's legal to drink with your parents and stuff like that. So like, yeah. I'll get like a glass of wine because I'm like allowed to or whatever. And my father just gets so frustrated and upset about it.
That is so funny. He's now just, like, I can't.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's just, he just keeps saying it's illegal, and I'm like, no, it's not.
No, the way you say it.
It's really no. not. But, yeah, that's how I've been. And, I mean, practicing my instrument has been strangely difficult because, you know, David also plays an instrument, and he's going to want to practice, too. We don't have that much space and stuff, so it's like one of us can practice.
Right.
And usually it's him because I can't find motivation to practice and I have stuff due in 2 days that I have to play for. So it's going great.
Oh goodness.
Life so let's talk right about now. Let's talk about ghosts to make it all feel better.
That will make me feel better. I haven't talked about ghosties in a while. I'm pretty excited about it.
You know, something I figured out is I have a lot more fun researching ghosts than murders.
I'm telling you, it is a lot more fun.
I mean, it's much more low-key, and it feels much more calming. So I'm going to actually try to do ghost stories some, too. You can do murder stories if you'd like.
Nah.
I mean, you wanted to do some Ted Bundy, right?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I suggested him because I find him interesting, but...
Yeah. Well, something that I figured we can do is in our Ted Bundy episodes, we can also talk about the movie that came out and how similar it is to the actual case.
Isn't that what we were thinking about before we even started a podcast? And we were like, it would be cool to compare them to...
Yeah, I was thinking we could do like a bonus episode comparing them and then we could actually talk about the case. So
I'm down for that. I like that we're planning it on live. Not live. This isn't live.
This is live.
Live.
Yeah,
to
we
you
tend to do that.
I know. It's like, but it's like the saying is like, okay, we're going live. Let's go.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Craig said something about it being live, so.
Oh, Craig.
This has been our second episode in a row where we talk about technical difficulties as soon as we start recording.
It's a good icebreaker, you know?
It is.
We suck at technology, so we're going to mention it.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and talk about ghosts.
So. Yes, I'm excited. We'll start with the history, right?
Yes, let's start with the
history. Then you can start.
So this is going to be like a joint episode, which we might do a little bit more often because both of us brought information to the table. Hopefully it's enough to cover a full hour. I guess we'll find out.
I hope so.
So the Stanley Hotel is over 100 years old, and it was originally founded by Freeland Oscar Stanley. So the story behind what happened is Friedler Oscar Stanley and his wife, Florida, they traveled to Colorado in 1903 because he was advised by a doctor to seek fresh air. And the reason because of this is because he had tuberculosis. So they spent a summer in a cabin that was in Estes Park, Colorado, and they like immediately fell in love with the area, so much to where they built a house that is 1 mile away from where the Stanley is currently there. So there is a house that's like a mile away from the Stanley. It's a mile west, and it's just where they used to live, and it is a private residence now. It's still there, but you can go there.
Okay.
So So they built the hotel on a land that they purchased from the Irish lord who was named Dunraven, which is pretty cool. And in 1906, the construction on the hotel started. In 1909, the construction was complete, and it was like a very luxurious hotel. It had running water, electricity, and telephones, which was, you know, a lot for 1909.
Right.
And the only thing that they didn't have was heat in the hotel because it was designed to be like a summer resort.
Okay.
So, yeah, which I think is really interesting considering it's in Colorado. which is a really cold place.
That's true.
So, yeah. I think that's just pretty funny. So, there are a lot of, like, memorable people that have been there, and I thought this was just really funny that Theodore Roosevelt stayed there.
Oh,
and so
yeah!
We only talk about hotels that Teddy Roosevelt has stayed in.
Oh, hell yeah! That's my boy!
And don't know if I actually have said this on the podcast. I know I posted a picture of it on our Instagram, which you can follow us at, by the way. It's Horror Slumber Party Podcast. In case you heard that notification, by the way, I feel the need to tell you. It was a Toon Blast notification, so just ignore that.
Oh my god, what? That's such an Emily thing to say.
I mean, it was. I don't know. But at the Menger Hotel, which is in San Antonio, Texas, there is a statue outside of Teddy Roosevelt on a horse.
I love that so much.
Yeah. I don't think the Stanley has a statue of Teddy Roosevelt. Also, he's not one of the ghosts that presides there.
That's probably why they don't have a statue.
Probably not. Or probably.
He's over here haunting the Menger Hotel, so they're like, let's praise him and put a statue up.
Honestly, I love that they have a statue up of him there. I mean, obviously, it's more than just because he was a ghost there. Like, he had some historical significance to the hotel.
I guess.
But, you know, he just kind of stays there. Like, he hangs out at the bar. And I think that's incredible. And we're talking about a ghost and a hotel that doesn't even have to do with this.
I know. But I love it.
The Stanley is interesting enough on its own. So, some other people that have stayed there that are memorable include the unsinkable Molly Brown, who was a survivor of the Titanic.
Wow.
And John Philip Sousa, who is a very famous American composer. He also invented the sousaphone, and obviously Stephen King. So I figured we should talk a little bit about the Stanley. So in case you don't know, the Stanley is the inspiration for The Shining. And if you don't know what The Shining is, that's a
wonderful
little bit
movie.
Weird. Yeah, it's an incredible movie and an incredible book.
We rewatched The Shining just the other day.
Yeah, I actually bought The Shining because, you know, I'm planning on getting married at the Stanley.
Right.
So, like, you know, I felt like it was a crime that I didn't have it. And I also had to buy the book Dr. Sleep, which I still haven't read yet. But let me just give you a quick synopsis of The Shining, because I feel like it's important for talking about the Stanley. The Shining is a horror book written by Stephen King. And I have no notes in front of me right now. I'm just kind of freeballing. It's about a family that goes and stays there. And this book doesn't really have to do with ghosts, which is interesting to me. It has to do with cabin fever, which, in case you don't know, is going crazy while having to stay in one place, which is relevant right now because of our quarantine. So it's about a family that goes and stays there for the winter, and they go crazy by staying in there, specifically the father, whose name is Jack, and he tries to murder his wife and son. That is a very, very brief synopsis of the book.
But it did really good. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty much it. It's very, very good. It's very creepy.
There you go. You read it.
Yeah, that's it. It is one of the most classic movies and books. And it was actually Stephen King's third book and his first bestseller. I didn't realize it was one of his earliest books. But it is. This is just turning into a Stephen King podcast, and I'm okay with that. I really love Stephen King.
Yeah, because we talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like 30-something episodes in between, so it's okay.
That's true. It's fine.
Yeah. But hey, maybe we'll do more Stephen King stuff. So Stephen King stayed there, you know, he wrote the book, and the things that he experienced there was he stayed in the infamous room 217, which I believe in the book or the movie, one of the two, it's 213, but it was actually room 217 that he stayed in. which is the presidential suite. And they were the only two guests in the hotel because they were shutting down for winter at that point. And this happened in fall 1974. And so he had like a nightmare of his son being chased by a predatory and possessed fire hose. Which is just kind of funny to me. I mean, obviously, that sounds traumatizing to actually happen. But, you know, like...
I find it funny.
Yeah.
Fire hose.
And he also did see one of the ghosts, which we will talk about, you know, in a little bit. But that is basically a lot of the history behind it. However, in 1920, there was an explosion that happened from a gas leak. In, okay. Well, the room 217. I, like, lost myself there. So there was a gas leak that led to an explosion that almost killed a chambermaid named Elizabeth Wilson, who we will talk about more in a minute. But that is the history of the Stanley Hotel, and now we can move on to the fun part.
Okay.
So... would you like to go first?
No, you.
Okay.
I want to see if we have the same ghosts. Okay. I hope we don't. Go.
I mean, there have to be some similarities. Maybe. It's only one hotel, and I'm sure we use the same sources.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So some of the most memorable ghosts that are there include the founder of the hotel, who is Freeland Oscar Stanley and Flora Stanley. Do you have anything about them?
I do not.
Okay, well, that works out. So they are definitely the most memorable ghosts there, as they are the reason that the hotel exists. So F.O. Stanley, which is what I have him in my notes, he apparently is often seen at the front desk whenever people are checking into the hotel. And he is just kind of hanging out in the lobby a lot of the time. And he is also seen a lot in the billiards room, which when he was alive was his favorite room to be in. So,
oh, the billiard.
Yes. And Flora Stanley, who sounds like a beautiful, precious woman, she plays the piano to entertain guests, which is amazing. I really like that. And apparently they'll see the piano keys moving, they go up there, nothing's happening. So it sounds kind of like something that would happen in the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. But, you know, it has to be based off of something, right? So
it's true.
She will play to entertain guests, and one of her favorite pianos is actually in the concert hall. The concert hall has my favorite ghost in it. Do you have anything about Paul?
Honestly, my ghosts are kind of unique.
Okay. I'll talk about Paul. So the concert hall, which is also where I plan on getting married, and I'm super excited for this. Paul used to work at the Stanley in the concert hall. And whenever I think he worked as security for there. And so whenever you are in there past 11, which is whenever the concert hall closes, he will whisper, "Get out," to people. And so that'll make them leave, which is the creepiest thing.
I hope I get a little whisper, "Get out."
I know. I have had at least like 5 people tell me that they're going to stay there past 11 just to hear it say, "Get out." Just
I'll be like, listen, I'm still partying. I don't know what you want me to do.
But something that's really amusing to me is that the concert hall closes at 11. So it makes me wonder, Do you think they do that because Paul will tell people to get out?
Maybe.
Maybe. But that's the latest that we could have our reception to was 11. So, yeah. There's also another ghost in the concert hall. Her name is Lucy. And they think that she...
Oh, wait, I did have Paul. Oh, well, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have Lucy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, then why don't you take it away?
Okay, so Lucy, who quite possibly was a runaway or a homeless woman who found refuge in this hall, She entertains the requests of ghost hunters and often communicates with them with flashing lights. And Stanley historians aren't quite sure about her pre-death connection to the hotel. So basically, she just kind of... what were you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say we have the same notes open right now.
Do we?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I just thought that was funny.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll do the next one, room 401.
Yeah, absolutely. But what were you going to say about Lucy? You were still...
Oh, I was just saying, basically, I feel like she, a lot of ghosts like to entertain ghost hunters, and she's one of those. And I think it is a known fact that ghosts either find it funny or stupid when there's ghost hunters around.
Right.
And I find that really funny. Anyways. Okay. So more than a century ago, the entire fourth floor was an attic. It's where female employees, children, and nannies would stay. Mm-hmm. So today, guests will report hearing children running around, laughing, giggling, and playing. Plus, there's a famous closet that tends to open up and shut on its own in this room.
You know, I actually have more notes on 401 as well.
Okay, go for it.
Apparently in... Oh, no, no. That's wrong. That's room 418. Never mind. Still the fourth floor, but, you know, different room.
True.
Okay, something about children ghosts makes me terrified. Mostly because, you know, it's a fact, or, like, something that's well-known. I wouldn't say a fact, that... A lot of the times, demons may disguise themselves as children ghosts to try to lure people in so that they'll trust him.
Okay.
Them. So, you know, that's just terrifying to me. So every time I read about children, like, giggling or laughing, I want to cry. So I don't like it.
Okay. Sounds depressing, the whole you crying thing.
I just cry often, though. I mean, it's not like a new
honestly
thing.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
It's becoming a regular for me as well.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Welcome to the club.
Okay. Do you want to keep going, or?
Nah, go on to room 428.
I know. I was about to say, if we have the same notes, then we can...
Nah, you go ahead. I have some notes from a different source, so I'll just bring those up whenever we talk about those rooms.
Okay. So, in 428, guests have reported hearing footsteps above them and furniture moving. So, it's actually physically impossible, given the slope of the roof, tour guides say. But the real haunt in this room is a friendly cowboy who appears at the corner of the bed. I love that, because... Okay, so do you remember watching... Shane Dawson's video where he would go to haunted places, which I loved, with the Spooky Boys?
I vaguely remember it. I wouldn't watch them too often, but yes.
I loved them. They also stayed at the boat. Shoot, what was it called again? We did
the
a
Queen
video
Mary?
Over it. Yes, Queen Mary.
That's also what, and that's why We Drink did their whole tour about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure it was a Stanley Hotel, because they were reading... When you're picking a room to stay in, you can read, like, the ghosts that live there and what they do, like, when you're trying to sleep and stuff. And I remember this one where it was like, there's just a cowboy that likes to stare at you.
That's hilarious. I love that.
And I don't know why I find that so funny, but I do. Like, you're just trying to go to sleep and you look at him, there's just a cowboy.
That has the same sort of feeling as Teddy Roosevelt just hanging out with you.
He's just there.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's incredible. I love that. Good for that cowboy.
I love him. At least he's friendly.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a plus there. I would not mess with a...
So, the next one, I guess you can go next.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit more, like, about the hotel. So, in the hotel, you can book spirited rooms. Like, they're specifically known for booking spirited rooms. Like, the rooms that you can book, they are... They call 217 the Stephen King suite, which I think is just pretty cool. And apparently ghost hunters tend to like room 401, 407, and 428.
Do you know why they changed it to the Stephen King name?
Oh, just because that's where he stayed.
And, no, to get the money.
Yeah, yeah. And they also do have a picture of Stephen King in there.
Hell yeah, they do.
Yeah, I think...
They're milking the fact that Stephen King's dead.
I mean, if I were owner of the hotel that was the inspiration for The Shining, absolutely I would do the same thing.
I would too.
It's definitely the right thing to do. So you can book the spirited rooms there. And also, you can go on, like, ghost tours there as well. And one of the ones that was the most significant to me... I lost it. Oh, no.
Emily!
I know. I'm sorry.
You're good.
So, it's a ghost adventure package. And what happens is you're in a room on the fourth floor, which we've already talked about is, like, the most haunted floor. And you get a pocket-sized electromagnetic field reader, and then you also just get a mug with red rum on it, which, you know, is from The Shining. And so, like, that's just like a little ghost tour package, and you get to do some ghost hunting. I just think that's really fun.
That would be fun. I want to ghost hunt really badly.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I'm still hoping we can do the Stanley Hotel, because I would love to, you know, do that. Right. Yeah. So... Room 418 has a lot of activity from children spirits, which is why I find it a little bit weird that it's not one of the spirited rooms. Although maybe it is, and I just didn't want to book a room at the hotel, so I didn't click book now.
But honestly, though, to be fair, I feel like all the rooms in that hotel are going to be slightly haunted to an extent.
Absolutely.
But they're going to put the most activity... Like, the rooms with the most activity under a spirited room, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm sure this room is haunted, and then have someone stay there who's really looking to find some ghosts, and then they don't get anything that night.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, 418 apparently is very haunted as well, and it has a lot of activity from children spirits, which we've talked about makes me terrified. So
sadly.
A couple has checked out of the hotel in the early morning because apparently the children that were playing in the hallway were too loud and they wouldn't let them sleep. And there were no children in the hotel at the time.
Oh.
Which is terrifying.
No.
And a lot of guests do complain about children playing in the hotel at night. And there are no children there. I hate it.
I like how people complain when no one can help that.
Well, they don't know. They think that there are actually children there.
Oh.
Yeah. So that makes me hate it more. It sounds that lifelike.
That's true.
Yeah. So do you have any notes about Elizabeth Wilson?
I have... Billy?
Tell me about Billy first. I want to hear about Billy. I don't know Billy.
Okay, so in the ice house, which is where they store the large blocks of ice.
Oh.
The ice house is also where Billy spends his afterlife. Billy was once a kind, shy boy with dark brown hair. In photos, he appears only as a misty figure. And he allegedly shares the ice house with another spirit who's a gentleman, and he sports a large bushy beard and white hair, although the gentleman does not have a name because they are not quite sure like who he was before his death, if that makes sense.
Huh. That's really interesting.
So there's little Billy, who was obviously, I'm sure he was a guest at the house. They didn't really specify on, but I figured they were probably all guests at the hotel. But
right.
But yeah. He seems cute. Just a little misty figure with the ice.
Ooh. So I was looking at pictures of, like, the Stanley ghosts, and some of them are so clear. It's, like, insane. I'll post a couple of pictures on the Instagram so that you can see, but it's, like, it's insane how clear some of these ghosts can be in pictures.
It's so true.
Yeah. One of the most well-known ones is a picture of... It's someone standing at the top of the grand staircase.
Yes. Oh, that one's so popular. And it's so eerie.
It really is. And that person that took the picture, he has, like, spoken to a lot of different things, saying, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm the one that took it. And so he's, like, well-known for taking that picture, which is pretty crazy to me.
He should be.
I mean, yeah. So... Let me tell you a little bit about Elizabeth Wilson, who is, her and Paul are my two favorites in the hotel. So, Elizabeth Wilson, she...
I think you're going to have a new favorite. Anyways,
oh, am
keep
I?
Going. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try to save these for the last because I love them so much.
Okay. So, Elizabeth Wilson, she... Remember how I talked about the gas leak with the explosion in room 217?
Yes.
She was almost killed by that explosion, but she wasn't. And she ended up working at the Stanley until she was 90 years old.
Wow.
Which is incredible. I am not too sure the cause of her death, but, well, she was 90 years old. And she feels very strongly about couples that are not married and sleep in the same bed. So... Whenever there are unmarried couples sleeping in the same bed, she will push them apart. So she will push them apart. And also, this is my favorite. Apparently, some single men have woken up at the hotel. There were no specific rooms, but apparently this will happen in any of them. They will wake up and find their things have been packed and set outside of the door.
That's funny.
So she just really doesn't want them to stay there. That's and funny. Well, you know, all of this happened in room 217, which, you know, was the room that Stephen King stayed in. So yeah. And what something else that have happened is that their items will also be moved and their luggage will be unpacked as well. So she also likes to walk through the corridors like they used to be before any remodeling, which we've spoken a little bit about. And so she'll, like, walk through walls and things like that as well.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah. Very
pretty
fun.
Ghosty-like things.
Yeah. I actually think that's basically all I have for ghosts. So, all right. Actually, no, I do have, in room 407, there's Lord Dunraven, who likes to stand on the corner, like, near the bathroom door, and he likes to turn the lights on and off, you know, like usual.
He's all, ooh!
Apparently, one couple that stayed there asked him to stop, and then he did stop, but whenever they asked him to leave the light on, and whenever they were falling asleep, he turned it off again. And then apparently there was a lot of noise from a nearby elevator, even though the elevator was out of service. So he just likes to mess with people by turning lights on and off. All right. And if you remember Lord Dunraven, he was the person who owned the land before he sold it to them for the hotel.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. All right, so I am done with ghosts. Please take it away.
Okay, so I only have two more ghosts, and if we're going to move on, I'll go ahead and get them out of the way. These are my favorite.
Okay.
So these ghosts are named Cassie and Comanche. Now, I'd like to say these are the cutest ghosts ever.
Okay.
The goodest ghosts. So, there is a cemetery, basically in the backyard of the hotel.
Yeah.
It's pretty close. But this cemetery isn't like an ordinary cemetery. It's definitely not off of the Stephen King novel, but it is a pet cemetery.
Oh.
So,
are you sure that's not the Stephen King novel?
No, I promise you. So, I was reading a little bit because I was like, okay, why is there a pet cemetery if it's not? Because I feel like that would totally be a thing where they're like, oh, well, let's put a pet cemetery before, or because Stephen King, you know?
Right.
But it says that if you follow the path to the hotel's pet cemetery, it existed well before King's intentionally misspelled version. So It was there a lot longer than Stephen King even wrote his book.
Okay.
But anyways, okay, so Cassie, you can see their graves as well. Cassie is a golden retriever.
Oh.
And guests have reported hearing Cassie pawing at their doors, eager to deliver the morning newspapers.
Oh, sweet baby.
The goodest girl. Goodest.
Oh my gosh. How did I not find this in my research?
I don't know. This is from roadtrippers.com if you want to read more about Comanche and Cassie, although I'm kind of giving you all the info on this page anyways. But that's where I found it. Okay, and then Comanche is the goodest girl too. She is a fluffy white cat whose spirit is said to wander the property.
Oh. So
she just kind of walks around, and then Cassie paws at doors, which kind of makes sense because dogs are a little bit more like, listen to me, you know.
Yeah.
And cats. So yeah, those are my favorite.
Oh, they're my really gosh. Aw.
And you can actually see there's a photo that you can see of the pet cemetery.
Oh, okay, okay. I will post that on the Instagram too. I realized a second ago I made a mistake. It's actually, they changed the room to 237, not 217.
Okay, not.
And I actually had this written down, but apparently bypassed it like I usually do. They changed it to room 237, which was at the request of the Stanley's hotel management. So I'm not too sure why, but that's what happens there. Oh, I also feel the need to say, in The Shining, it takes place at the Overlook Hotel, not the Stanley. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's inspired by the Stanley, but it actually happens at the Overlook Hotel. And the Stanley, it was actually the set for whenever they filmed the miniseries of The Shining there. And they also did some scenes in Dumb and Dumber there. And something really interesting about this is Jim Carrey, you know, who was in Dumb and Dumber, he decided that he wanted to stay the night at the Stanley. And he didn't last through the whole night, and he refused to step back on the property until he absolutely had to film the last scene of the movie.
Oh my God.
So Jim Carrey has stayed at the hotel as well.
I mean, honestly, if I was playing in that movie, I totally would too.
Absolutely. But I just love how he was so terrified that he couldn't come back. So there's something that you may not have known about that.
True.
So yeah, that is the Stanley.
I found a little bit more about the little pet cemetery.
Please.
So I was trying to find like when that arrived.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't find a date, but I did find a lot of other websites just talking about the little ghosts and stuff. This one is from mentalfloss.com. It says, located in a discreet spot off to the side of the hotel, it's believed that the pets belong to the families of managers and other staff who stayed in the building. It says, a handful of tiny tombs pay tribute to animals named Cassie, Holmes, Elsie, Stanley, Blue 1, 2, and 3.
Wait, their names are Blue 1, Blue 2, and Blue 3?
I guess so. I don't know, but that's what it says on the little tombs.
Okay, okay. Aw.
And Comanche and among others, Comanche and Cassie being the most popular.
How did I not find this?
I don't know, but that's just the cutest darn tootin' thing I've ever read.
That's incredible.
Kind of sad because they're dead, but it's cute. If when we stay there, I really want Cassie to come paw at my door. I'll come pet her.
Me too.
The goodest girl.
Okay, so I just looked up a picture and there's Stanley Blue, Stanley 2, Stanley Blue. That's really hard to say. Stanley Blue 3, Stanley Blue 2, and like just Stanley Blue. I also do see Elsie and Cassie. Wow. That's incredible. I don't know how I entirely bypassed that. Thank you for that.
You're Although, welcome. I knew you would love them.
I do love them. But I do have to say Elizabeth is still probably my favorite, just because
Cassie's gonna come for you.
No, Cassie would never. No. She would never hurt anybody. You know that.
I know. But no, Elizabeth is funny.
Yeah, she's very traditional, which I can respect. So good for her.
So funny.
Well, that's all the information I have.
Stanley Blue 3. Those are funny.
I will post that picture onto the Instagram of the cemetery. I think it's really interesting that there was actually a pet cemetery there.
That's there was one article where it was like, this hotel has like Stephen King written all over it, even though that is not his pet cemetery. And he did not get the pet cemetery idea from the Stanley Hotel.
That is absolutely wild. Well, whenever we are there, we should go pay our respects to the pets.
Please, I want to.
Although if we're allowed, I don't, you know, they probably have some specific things.
That's true. I mean, if it's just off to the side, hopefully it's just like a normal cemetery where you can just go and say hi.
Probably, but you know, I guess we'll find out.
But yeah.
And I believe, by the way, we are still going to record an episode at the Stanley, but you know, with everything happening, it is possible I won't even be able to get married there. So I guess we'll just have to see. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of Horror Slumber Party.
Yes, we hope y'all enjoyed it. I literally missed talking about ghosts, so I'm excited that we got to today. And let us know which one of your favorite ghosts was, because I'm still rooting for Cassie. So
absolutely. And also, let us know if you like this kind of both of us teaming up on the same story kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of fun. And I feel like we got, like, at first we did kind of have the same information, but we got different information. So that was exciting. But yeah, let us know what you liked and what you didn't like, and give us your input, your own stories. Email us at
horrorslumberparty@gmail.com.
And then follow us on Instagram so you can see these pictures and previous pictures of other stories at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And finally, Twitter.
Party_horror. And also, we do have a website.
Yes.
So
If only I knew what the website was.
I know, I'm all, I don't really know the name of it, so I'm going to wait. We're so good at this.
Our Slumber Party Wix site, it should pop up. And there we will actually, I'm going to start posting pictures of our notes as well. It's horrorslumberparty.wixsite.com. And you can also, there is a chat option on there where you can just talk to us. And I'm going to be posting pictures of all of my notes on there, especially, well, I'll go ahead and start with this case. And I will also post my notes from the Gypsy Rose Blanchard case on there as well.
Yes.
So if there's anything I may have missed from my notes in doing the episode, you'll be able to just go look at them.
Perfect.
Which is kind of fun.
No, I like looking at pictures. I'm a very visual person, so if I do listen to a podcast, I would love to have pictures available to me. So that's what we're doing for you. That way you can see this little cemetery and you can see like the grand staircase and whatnot. So make sure y'all check out everything you can. And we always, Emily never fails to send out a tweet anytime we upload and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Thank y'all guys so much for listening. I really love this episode. Like I said, I like ghosts, and honestly, no matter what, me and Emily will make it to the Stanley Hotel at one point or another. So
eventually, yes.
Yes. So I was trying to say some more stuff before I say goodnight, scary dreams, but nothing happened. So goodnight, scary dreams.
Bye.